This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Illinois lawmakers must draw up a new eavesdropping law now that the Illinois Supreme Court has declared the old one unconstitutional. The court released two related opinions on the matter late last week. The law made it a crime to record conversations unless all parties involved agreed. The justices found the law was way too broad. They did take pains to say a narrower law protecting truly private conversation would be lawful. And Lisa, Illinois' law, which was, I believe, written in 1961, was among the most restrictive in the nation, if not the most restrictive, correct?
That's right. It had probably the most severe penalty, which was it was a felony if you were convicted and you could serve prison time.
Mm-hmm.
And the opinion noted that Chief Justice Rita Garman wrote in her opinion that this law is so broad that it criminalized a lot of behaviors that are getting to be pretty common now that we have devices. Everybody carries devices that record anymore. And some examples she noted were a loud argument on the street, a political debate on a college quad, yelling fans at a sports event,
mm-hmm.
Or any conversation loud enough that the speakers could be expected to be heard by others. So
all of those, if you had recorded those, you would have been in violation of this law. You would have been committing a felony.
Yes, and probably unknowingly. So, you know, I can understand the intent of the law trying, you know, if you're calling someone on the phone and you want to interview this person for public broadcast or publication, I can understand wanting to ask permission mm-hmm. when the recording device is out of sight. But, you know, this law just covered way too much. I mean, you had to, even if the recording device were in plain sight,
yeah,
you
and
could
that's,
get convicted.
That's exactly what we do in broadcasting here in radio.
Right.
Yeah, if you do a phone interview, you always ask for the person's permission to record before you actually start the recorder. I think that's just a common courtesy. Like you say, you can't see the recording device. You can't see mm-hmm. the microphone. But when you're out in public, you know, I'm big on the use of sound in radio stories. So
right.
So I feel like I've been quite the lawbreaker all these years.
Yeah, I mean, that calls into question most of what broadcast journalists do. We're out there recording natural sound, ambient sound, all the time for different stories. Out in public where people really don't have an expectation for privacy. We can record their image, but we couldn't record them talking as they walk past. I mean, I don't think a lot of journalists really took that into consideration probably when they went out to do their daily stories here in the state, because I think probably all of us have maybe accidentally broken a law when it comes to getting natural sound out on just on a street or when out, for instance, when teachers were picketing. I mean, we were out there recording on our iPhones some video and people chanting and that kind of thing. Do you have to go and ask every single person, can I use this sound? I think it's ridiculous to have the reporter have to worry about that.
Yeah, technically under that old law, you would have had to ask each and every person
80 people
to do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if anyone driving by yelled, you'd
right.
have to chase them down and ask if it was okay to use the sound of their voice.
Even though it's legal to photograph people on the street on public property, it's legal to put them in the news. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's not illegal. So it's not consistent with other freedoms.
That was a weird distinction, wasn't it, that you were allowed to video record someone or take still photographs of mm-hmm. someone in public, but you weren't allowed to make a recording of the audio?
Yeah, I always thought that this law was put into place for those phone conversations
mm-hmm.
To avoid wiretapping and that kind of thing. I never really thought about it in terms of going out in public and recording a conversation until we were having the Shop Talk right now. It just didn't cross my mind. The thing is, with every state, it's different. This is, you know, my only second year in Illinois. I've talked about how you have to have all parties' consent, but to put it into terms for our everyday life when we're going out to do a story, I really didn't take that into consideration, that people were probably breaking laws constantly.
And Lisa, you had mentioned if you had violated this law, you could have faced a felony. That's not just a hypothetical. There are people who have served hard prison time because they violated this law, perhaps unwittingly.
Well, the whole reason this case ended up before the Supreme Court is because a woman sued, and it was Annabelle Malongo who ended up serving 20 months behind bars after she recorded some telephone conversations she had with, I guess, a court reporter supervisor in a court building.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, and her attorney argued that this law, Illinois' law, was used as a sword, and I'm quoting from the Tribune article, a quote, sword to prevent people from recording government officials, such as police officers.
And you would think as journalists, we would have known more about this law, but I think many journalists, many reporters were unaware of it. So you can imagine just the general public would have almost no idea that this law was in place, and someone violating it could have been sent to prison for unwittingly violating a law, especially just to me, the idea that this was a felony and you could serve that much time in prison for violating this law was just, in my opinion, was just over the top.
I think it's too restrictive. I think it hinders not only journalists, but also the public at large. I mean, the technology nowadays, we carry around recorders with us in our pockets, and people will bring them out and with no thought record a situation around them and then post it online. Everyone should be, according to this law, everyone should have been worried that they were breaking a law.
With that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.